You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast presented by The Hartford.
Hey, everybody, it's Gene Marks, and welcome back to another episode of the Hartford Small Biz Ahead podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk this week about building an online store. And I've got two great people here from a very, very popular online and e-commerce platform called Wix that are going to tell us a little bit about themselves, what the company does, and offer some advice to us all who are looking to build our online presence, particularly our e-commerce presence. So I'm here with Yael Weiss-Ayalon. She's User Relations Manager at Wix e-commerce, and Oren Inditsky, who's VP and GM of online stores at Wix. So both of you guys, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having us.
Yep.
Pleasure.
I'm glad that you're here. So let me, first of all, I'm going to call on each of you guys. And Oren, if you'd like to start, that'd be fine. Why don't you talk a little bit about what Wix does? And you can talk about your what you do at Wix e-commerce.
Sure. So that sounds great. So as you probably know, Wix is a world-leading website building platform. And Wix e-commerce basically provides e-commerce with professional tools to create, manage, as well as grow their e-commerce businesses. In general, our platform basically allows merchants to sell the products across various channels, including their own branded online store within Wix, as well as their own native mobile app if they're interested in this. We also support physical point of sale, as well as native integration with all the external well-known e-commerce marketplaces and social media platforms. In addition to the site creation, Wix also enables merchants to manage their operations from end to end. So we're covering activities such as sourcing products, managing inventory, accepting payments, fulfilling and shipping orders, obtaining analytics, and so on. And additionally, merchants can really leverage a wide spectrum of marketing and e-commerce tools to increase traffic, enhance customer engagement, boost sales, and grow their business. In addition, the platform also includes hundreds of integrated third-party apps. And it means basically that you can extend, customize, replace any capability that we have basically to cover the long tail of any use case you have in mind.
Yeah, it's I'm really glad you bring that up because I've known Wix for years, and Wix to me has always been just sort of like the place that you go to create a website, you know? And by the way, I have a lot of clients, both of you guys that use Wix. I've used it before. It's very, very intuitive and it's really good. But this is, I just want to make this clear for our audience. This is, goes beyond just a standard static website. We are talking about online storefronts. So, this is about what Wix provides for businesses that want to sell stuff online. And whether or not you've got an Amazon store, or you're on eBay, or you're on, Etsy, there are a lot of other online platforms that are out there that enable you to set things up on your own and integrate it with your website and integrate it with those other platforms. And Wix is a major player in that area. So, Oren, your job actually is your general manager of all those online stores. So this is like your baby as it is. Yael, tell us about, you're a user relations manager at Wix e-commerce. Tell us what that means.
So what that basically means is that I know our users. I know who they are. I know what they want. I know what they need. I know what they don't need, but should implement. And I kind of serve as the intersection between our users and our product teams to be able to translate the user needs and what and the trend into business action items and product features, and really work closely to make sure we're giving them what they need and what they don't know that they need.
No, that makes complete sense. So, Yael, what do they want? What do they need? If I'm starting up an e-commerce site, what should I be thinking about?
So I think it really comes down to a combination of three main things, which is an effective design, a good user experience, and a marketing strategy. I divide those into three pillars, and within those three pillars are a few very important tips that I'd like to share.
Please.
So firstly, when we talk about design, I think that clear product descriptions and high quality images are an essence. But before you do that, you have to do really good research on what is your competitor doing? What type of images are they using? What is the wording, the keywords research? You want to make sure it not only appeals and sounds like your customers what they're looking for, but you want to make it optimized also for ranking for SEO, attracting organic traffic, and making that image appeal. You need to remember that not like a physical or brick and mortar store. Your customers are not walking in. You don't have a chance to talk to them or make them stay there. Really, everything that you put on your design is what will keep them there. I also think it's important to keep in mind that less is more in this case. Make it simple, make it intuitive for them to navigate around your online store, create clear categories, a straightforward menu structure, and most of all, make sure your clients can find the product or what they're looking for quickly. Another big important thing is it's 2023, almost 2024. Most people use their mobile to shop or for anything else. So you want to make sure your online store is mobile friendly. The images look good. The texts are the right size and the performance is really good. This is also really crucial important for SEO ranking because Google considers mobile friendliness a ranking factor.
Sure.
Another thing is be clear as what your store is there to do. Add some CTAs over there, anywhere you can, call to action. Add to cart, checkout, buy now, complete your purchase. So they understand what they need to do in order to complete their purchase. And of course, when it comes to shopping carts and checkout processes, try and make it as simple and not tedious for your customer to add too much detail so that they can quickly click through and complete their purchase. The next main pillar I think we should consider is creating trust and a good customer experience.
Right.
The best way to do this is creating as much transparency as you can. So for example, you need to offer secure payment options so your customers can recognize the payment options and feel comfortable completing the purchase using those, like credit cards, digital wallets, PayPal, and others. You want to make it clear what your shipping and returns policies are and make them discoverable so they know what the delivery time is, what happens if they're unhappy with their product. Another really important this day and age is to include customer reviews and testimonials. Not only is this good, again, for SEO, but this really creates the trust among your customers, knowing other people have bought this, they were happy with it, they were happy with the service they received. So this is really important, and I highly recommend that.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. So, and by the way, Warren, I'm going to get to you in a minute because I do have some questions to ask you about integrations and AI, but Yael, you've gone through all these different things that we have to make sure are happening, you know? It's a massive number of things to consider, you know? So, you know, how do you deal with that with your users? In other words, it doesn't seem like something that just one small business owner can do. Do you normally recommend to your users that they really should have somebody dedicated to their online store? What type of resources, you know, does Wix provide to try and make this as easy as possible? Because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot to know.
Yeah, of course. So firstly, it's a business, right?
Right.
So the user needs to decide what is their scope, what is their complexity, what is their goals. According to that, they need to start mapping it out. In general, Wix is a DIY platform, essentially. So essentially, all our features and tools are created in a way where it's easy for anybody to use and leverage, and they don't have to be developers. However, a platform is robust enough to develop and expand and add code to be able to create more complex needs and support other capabilities.
Right.
And it really, really depends. And I think when you're starting off, you can start off and you see where it's going. And then if you need to grow and you need more complexity and customization added to your site, that is when I recommend to hire a developer that not only can build it, but can also maintain it and help you continue growing.
I just want to take one point. I mean, you made such a great point just just right now about this being a business. And Oren, I'll turn to you, with this question. I mean, if you're going to be setting up an e-commerce presence online, it's a separate business. It's a separate organization, and you have to treat it that way. And I think a lot of my clients, they might be running a brick and mortar store or their own other business, and they want to do something online. They don't consider it. They don't put enough resources behind it or consider it as a separate business as they should. I wonder if you could speak a little bit about that. Do you find that some of your customers fail when they try to do this because they don't take it seriously enough or don't treat it like its own standalone business?
So I would kind of build upon what Yael just mentioned. The product is built in a way that it's very easy to use and ready to go for business out of the box. It was sure. built in a way that really anyone can set up a store pretty quickly and be successful. I would say it, and be successful. Now, it really depends on your scale, how far you want to go, and the challenges you encounter, and how advanced you want to go. Now, the more advanced you'd go, yeah, we would recommend for you to go and work with a partner. We have a big marketplace where we hire and help customers connect with partners that can help them with different things that they need. It could be things around designing their website. It could be things around helping them with marketing and SEO. It could be even things about customization and tailoring solutions via code. It really depends on what you're looking for. Okay. But you can definitely start on yourself. Gain that experience. Our platform has a track record of a lot of different users that were able to generate success by themselves. At some point, when you hit the scale, you want to go to the next level. It's really built in a way that allows you to connect with a partner or a professional to take you to the next level.
Orna, what would you say is some of the more popular integrations that Wix has with other platforms or services?
Yeah, I would say we got several, right? So, to name a few, in the tax space, we are integrated with Avalara, for example. Marketing, we're integrated, and we have great integration with Klaviyo. I would just simply say that we have great integration with all the big brand names out there to allow you to succeed. But I would like to focus on a specific one, which is truly important, because these days we see customer acquisition costs skyrocketing. What we've seen today is maybe 6x, 8x at what it used to be a couple of years ago. And therefore, increasing your reach is very important for you to gain more customers, gain more traffic with basically one-stop shop. We offer today great native integrations to all the e-commerce marketplaces out there, whether it's Swish, eBay, Amazon, all from a one-stop shop catalog that you manage within Wix. Same goes with integration to social media, because today, social commerce is really booming these days. And many of the customers out there are actually starting their shopping journey on a social platform, basically. They're seeing something, they're following someone, and then from that intent to get to a purchase, it could be a very short journey, and you want to make sure that you're optimized for this, and we offer all those tools. So I would say there's one integration that you don't want to miss, especially these days, is the omni-channel integration into online marketplaces as well as social platforms.
That's excellent. Yeah, let me turn back to you. When a business is setting up their products and getting started with their e-commerce store, what advice do you give them? Like, what mistakes do you commonly see them make that they can avoid with some thoughts or some tips that you have for them right now?
Sure. I think Yael touched upon
it. That was for Yael. And then obviously, if you want to jump in after that, I would love to get your thoughts.
Yeah, go ahead. That's all yours, yeah.
No, all good. I think mostly, most important is do your research properly. See what your competitors are doing. Try to incorporate what they're doing because they're obviously doing something right.
Yep.
And also, don't forget to keep optimizing. It's not like a one-time thing. You keep on having to see what works, A/B test, go in there, change some words, change some images, and just track your analytics and see what's working well and what isn't and optimize accordingly. I think that's the ongoing work any online business owner should do.
I think that's great advice. And Oren, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would say that all of Yael mentioned, and another thing that she touched upon previously is trust, right? Remember that we're talking about small businesses. When you go to Nike or Bose or Apple, you kind of know the product, you trust them, you know that everything's going to go well.
Right.
When you're a small business and you're trying to reach new audiences online, you should go above and beyond to create that trust. And that means reliable product description. That means good images. That means being proactive in terms of customer support, FAQs, and all of that, because you need to go that extra mile, because you don't have that big brand as all of these other brands that you're actually competing with in the same arena right now when you're going online.
Sure.
Invest a lot in generating that trust so you can encourage people to actually complete a transaction.
That's great. Yael, I'm going to turn back to you again. You were talking about you're writing the product descriptions and Oren's great point about trust as well. Obviously, major platforms like Amazon, for example, they do put a lot of faith into customer reviews on their sites. They also struggle with fake reviews on their sites as well. I'm wondering, how does Wix handle that? I mean, will you accept customer reviews on that platform? Are there any tools to limit fake reviews? And then also, just to just pile on the questions, what would be some good best practices for business owners to make sure that they're following up on bad reviews that they might be receiving? Because it is all about trust. So go ahead, Yael.
Right. So firstly, Wix has their own native reviews application where any store owner can add and implement on their site. We just have multiple TPAs that can bring in reviews from other platforms if the user has additional storefronts, like on marketplaces. It's important to keep in mind that when you own your own store, the owner owns what goes on that store. So he can monitor, see what reviews are coming in, and also react to them. I think as Oren mentioned, creating that best customer experience will firstly boost your reviews and also encouraging customers that purchase to give you that first review, and the second one is really important. There are many ways to do them today. You can offer, you can write emails after a certain time, make sure that you can automate them to send them to your customers saying, hey, how did you enjoy your order from last week? We'd be happy to hear. You can also offer like a chance to gain some promotions or credits for writing reviews. And most important, react to every review that you get, whether it's positive or negative. Always make sure you're there to answer and comment for visibility for everyone reading those.
Yep, makes sense. Oren, that makes sense to you as well, right? I mean, you're obviously the best people that are online and have e-commerce storefronts, even the bad reviews, they respond to in a professional way, right?
Yeah, that's, again, part of the trust thing that we talked about. Super important.
Oren, tell me a little bit about artificial intelligence now. I mean, obviously, Amazon itself recently introduced, I'm sorry to keep bringing up Amazon, they happen to be the world's most popular storefront. But they've introduced AI tools, which theoretically are to help, their businesses that are selling products do what Yael was suggesting, write better descriptions, make it more SEO friendly, give them ideas. Talk to me a little bit about what Wix is either doing now or plans to do to leverage AI.
Yeah, sure. So this is obviously a fascinating time in AI today, because what's happening today is that many of those capabilities that were only kept for those giant enterprises such as Amazon and Target and all these giants has now been democratized, and it's been handed over to small businesses to go and leverage and to really maximize their firepower. And we at Wix, we are committed to this revolution, I would say, no less than a revolution. And we offer a lot of different tools natively or via integration. I can name a few.
Please.
I would say that already today, AI offers tremendous advantages for online merchants. And today, I mean Monday morning, you can just go and activate it. And I want to talk mainly about two types of AI that can benefit online merchants, both generative AI as well as machine learning. Now, generative AI has been the trending topic lately. And it basically enables online merchants to effortlessly create original e-commerce related content. At the same time, machine learning, which has been creating less headlines lately, but it's still very important to be aware about, is basically using a data loop process of capturing data, analyzing it, translating the insights into adjustments in your store, and then continuously making adaptation to further optimize. In other words, it basically takes input from customer interactions to improve the experience for the subsequent customers. Now, let's focus first on generative AI and a few tools that we offer today natively within Wix. So first of all, if you're just starting your business, you're listening to us and you want to jump into e-commerce, we even offer you tools with AI to help you choose your business name, locate for you the right domain, as well as design the professional logo for you to generate that trust that is so important that we talked about. In addition, we have AI tools that help you brush up your SEO. So it basically creates optimized suggestions for you for both title tags and meta description based on your existing page content. And it also allows you to change the tone of voice to really match your brand. In addition, we see online merchants on the Wix platform using AI to quickly and effortlessly generate professional and trustworthy product description. You basically need to answer a few questions about your product and it generates really state-of-the-art product descriptions for you that help you both with SEO as well as conversion. Beyond that, we also have AI text creator within the Wix editor, which means that not only product description, but any title, paragraph, tagline, whatever you have, simply by answering a number of simple questions, we have context and text that is engineered specifically for the specific website content that you're looking for. What we recently launched is also a new social media AI feature that basically allows you to generate social media captions, basically asking you a few questions. For example, what type of content you're looking for, what's the tone of voice, and that's it. Boom, it's ready. You can post it. A few other tools that we have that are very important, and Yael talked a lot about design, is we have a native tool that allows you to natively create AI images. You know, sometimes you just need that perfect image for your landing page or your homepage. We can do that for you. We also have an ability for you to create professional product photos with an auto background removal software and then photo enhancement tools, all using AI. And beyond those AI features that I mentioned that we have natively within Wix, as we mentioned before, we have an upmarket with third-party apps, and every day I see a new app within the AI space to generate AI-catching graphics, eye-catching graphics, enable-powered chatbots. We talked about customer support and so on. So many, many capabilities out there. I want to talk a little bit about machine learning because this has been making less headlines lately, but I think this is where the power truly lies to really allows you to go above and beyond. So we have a number of tools that leverage machine learning. I think the first one that I want to talk about is the ability for you to offer the right products in the right order for the right user. Super important to generate relevant personalized store and both increase customer satisfaction as well as conversion. And then last but not least, and we all know them as customers, is smart product recommendations, which is basically a must-have capability. And we've seen great results for online stores that have been using it. Basically, by displaying similar or complementary products alongside a viewed product, you can really entice customers to add more items to your cart, increase the overall order value, and at the same time, increase their satisfaction.
You know, these are amazing offerings, and they're all part of, I guess, the core, you know, the core platform that Wix offers. Yael, I mean, are your customers, do they know about this stuff? Do they use it? Do you find yourself constantly saying to them, like, you know, we have a bunch of AI tools that you could be using it, or do you, are you getting pushback from them or reluctance?
They use it, they love it, and they ask for more.
Okay. So that's a short and concise and good answer to that question. And I guess I got to turn back to you, Warren, and say, if they're asking for more, you know, tease us a little bit with what more is coming over the next few years.
Yeah. So I would say we briefly talked about it, and this is up and coming. We're working on an AI site generator. So you're coming into Wix, you're answering a few questions, and this is it. The site is going to be created for you with content, with images, with everything. So this is coming pretty soon. Our CEO talked about it in a recent blog.
Yeah,
and we're very close to that. So we cannot, you know, fully reveal it, but Yael and I have been playing with it a lot, testing it, optimizing it. Some big news are coming in that space, and Avishai Avrahami, our CEO, already talked about it briefly in his blog. Really exciting times these days in e-commerce.
It is, and Yael, does this concern you that this is going to put you out of a job once I'm able to just have it create a site and answer all my questions?
No, I don't think. I still think humans are needed, so not worried.
humans will be, and I think always to advise. So Oren, just we only have a minute or two left, and you know, just tell me without naming names, obviously you've got your competition. There are people out there in the space that are doing what you're doing. Wix does have a great brand. And like I said earlier in this conversation, I have a lot of clients and people in my community that use Wix, but how do you guys set yourself apart from your competition? Why would I go to Wix versus some of the other platforms that are out there?
Yeah, it's a great question because I agree. There are so many solutions out there. There are numerous, platforms for you to go out there and choose them to be your platform for e-commerce. And I want to talk about sort of our unique value proposition in that sense. So if you look at our solution, why users choose us over and over again, and we keep hearing it, and especially in the conversation that the AI allows me to join with the customers, right? So we keep hearing that the reason they choose us, and this is what sets us apart, are several things. First of all, it's the versatility, the ability for you to basically generate any store, and you have a lot of flexibility. And the other things are ease of use that we talk a lot about, cost effectiveness and efficiency. In terms of versatility, I would say that we're proud to say that today we have unmatched storefront design capabilities with an easy to use yet super advanced, if you want it to be, drag and drop editor. This is, you know, the bread and butter, what Wix has been built on, and we keep improving it. Lately, we introduced a new editor that calls Wix Studio. So this is a truly no-code, drag and drop, easy to use, I would say even fun to use, right? Editor for you to design your store with complete flexibility. We have over 120 free, stunning, fully customizable templates. So this is very unique in that space. That template is both free, I would say stunning, but at the same time, you can do whatever you want with it. You're never stuck within a template where you just can change, you know, a color or a font. You can go really crazy with whatever basically suits your business needs. Beyond that, I talked a lot about the ease of use and cost effectiveness, and that comes down to a wide and complete spectrum of native capabilities that we offer. So when you join Wix, you don't need to go out there and integrate with 30 different solutions. We have a solution that is ready to use out of the box. We cover all your essential needs. And basically, it means that it ensures a quick learning curve, high quality, because we're committed to ongoing updates. But at the same time, it's important to say that we also have an extensive third-party app market. So if you have that need that we don't cover for some reason, or if for some reason you would like to use a third-party solution for what we already provide, a native solution, and we'll welcome you to do that, we have over 200 e-commerce-related apps, and the number is growing every day. Another thing I would like to say is if you want to go a little bit more advanced, you want to go more advanced than the native solution. We talked about it. You want to hire a developer. You want to try to mess up things around and play with some code. So we are built on an open platform with APIs that really allows you gradual and modular customization. You don't need to go to a couple of thousands per month premium in order for you to start playing with code and extending and tailoring solutions at scale. This comes as part of the solutions that we provide. And I would say, last but not least, I would say, why limit your growth? Because an online business does not necessarily mean that you want to limit yourself to an online store. For example, you might be selling liquor or wine bottles, right?
Right.
At some point, maybe you want to expand into workshops, schedule bookings or maybe events. Oh, something happened with the lights here. okay. So maybe you want to expand, as I say, to events or booking services or blogs. Wix basically covers any type of online business you can think about, and that comes built in into your package. So you might start with an online store and can expand to any type of online business. We got it all, and I think those things that I mentioned can really set us apart from the competition.
Everybody, I've been speaking to Oren Anditsky, who's the VP and General Manager of Online Stores at Wix, as well as Yael Weiss-Ayalon, who's the User Relations Manager at Wix e-commerce. And we've been talking about what Wix does because Wix is a major player in the world of e-commerce storefronts. And I think this kind of information that you guys have provided really gives us a good understanding of what an e-commerce platform, an established, genuine, credible e-commerce platform like Wix can offer. Small business owners. And I want to thank you both. This information is really, really helpful. And I think people will walk away with a lot of knowledge that they didn't have just 30 minutes ago. So thank you both for joining me.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Everyone, you have been watching and listening to the Hartford Small Biz Ahead podcast. My name is Gene Marks. If you need any tips or advice or help in running your business, please visit us at smallbizahead.com. We will see you again soon. Again, thanks for joining. Take care. Thanks so much for joining us on this week's episode of the Hartford Small Biz Ahead podcast. If you like what you hear, please give us a shout out on your favorite podcast platform. You know, your ratings, reviews, and your comments really help us formulate our topics and help us grow this podcast. So thank you so much. It's been great spending time with you. We'll see you again soon.